Morning, y'all. Let's go to the Lord in prayer first. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your many blessings to us. Thank you for your kindness and your mercy. Thank you for allowing us all to gather here safely. Be with us as we go throughout the rest of our day. Help us to hear your words this morning. Be with Raj's family in India that they're grieving right now. And all the other people that are grieving around the world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, this morning I was thinking, I've actually been pondering this for about 4 or 5 weeks now, what to talk about on Sunday morning when it was my turn. And one thought just kept reoccurring to me the whole time was how we talk. Our words. I kicked around several ideas this morning. I was sitting there just trying to come up with something and I couldn't think, and then I just opened the Bible and the first verse I read, I think it's in the Wisdom of Sirach, it said something about the words we talk, or something about the way we talk, or the words we use. And I just thought, well, that's it, because I've been thinking about that for 4 or 5 weeks now. But I was going to go to James 3, chapter 3, and just kind of read a few verses there. Says, let not many of you become teachers, my brethren, knowing that as such we will incur a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body as well. Now if we put the bits into the horse's mouth so that they will obey us, we direct their entire body as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so great and are driven by strong winds, are still directed by a very small rudder wherever the inclination of the pilot desires. So also the tongue is a small part of the body, and yet it boasts of great things. See how great a forest is set aflame by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, the very world of iniquity. The tongue is set among our members as that which defiles the entire body and sets on fire the course of our life and is set on fire by hell. For every species of beast and birds, of reptiles and creatures of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by the human race. But no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men, who have been made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come both blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be this way. Does a fountain send out from the same opening both fresh and bitter water? Can a fig tree, my brethren, produce olives, or a vine produce figs? Nor can salt water produce fresh. I don't really have a lot to say, I guess, about that. But just think sometimes how often we just talk the talk. And we say things we don't really mean, or even jokingly, you know, with our brothers or friends. You know, we say things that maybe are true or not true, or just... We just talk so much, and a lot of the times it doesn't need, a lot of things don't need to be said a lot of times, and sometimes we get right to a point where we don't say something wrong, but we kind of push ourselves, or, you know, we lead up to that like we're going to say something wrong, so everybody, you know, it like they were talking about last week, the imagination. We try to get people to imagine something wrong in the way we talk, and not everything's just yes, like it talks about in Matthew, let your yea be yea and your no be no. You know, I just want to encourage us to really think about the way we use words and how we talk about it, because the imagination is an evil thing. It can be a very evil thing. And if we use it as such, but that's all I had this morning. Thank you.